Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I do want to spend some time on the Suggs comment, though, because I think it leads or lends itself to a nice May football conversation. So here is a former arch nemesis of the Steelers, a guy who was paid several millions of dollars to try to destroy Ben Roethlisberger, saying, look, I hated the Steelers, but he's the most underrated quarterback I ever played against. Let's start here. Do you personally think Ben Roethlisberger is underrated?
No, I don't.
Well, there's a surprise.
Wait,
what was your first word of the day? Unsurprised?
Wait, am I like asked by like fans nationwide, just by the football media?
Chris, however you define underrated. When you think of Ben Roethlisberger, does underrated pop into your head?
Properly rated. You know why? He's going to go into the Hall of Fame very possibly on the first ballot.
Okay, if he doesn't go in on the first ballot, will you then say he's underrated?
Would he be the first quarterback to win two Super Bowls to go in on something other than the first ballot? I know Plunkett hasn't even...
Eli Manning was up and didn't get in, and he's won two.
He's better than Ben.
Reverse.
Ben's better than him. Sorry. That was a
Donnie's
flip
face
flop. No.
And ears was, perked up when he heard that.
I had a feeling
I'm a hater, but I flubbed that one. That was not true. Eli didn't deserve to go in on the first one. I think you can make it. I wouldn't vote for Ben, depending on who was in his class. Like, if it was a weak class, then okay, he goes in first ballot. If it's a really strong class, I could see myself saying he's got to wait a year. Eli would never under any circumstance have put in on the first ballot if I were a voter. But no, I think he's pretty properly rated. I think history has been kind to him in this way. Like, whenever you talk about what you're looking for in the modern quarterback, this like ultimate weapon who's this big, rugged, super strong arm player, he was maybe the best prototype of it before like the Josh Allens of the world came along.
So, Donnie, I'll let you answer this in a second. But for me, as a lover of Ben, as a guy that did a show with him, who obviously now I think we're even more grateful and appreciative of everything he did now that we're on the other side and we're back as a poverty quarterback franchise. It sucks when you don't have one. I think it's understandable if fans now feel like at times, even you, Chris, you were a little bit too critical of Ben because it beats the alternative, which is not having a quarterback, even when maybe that franchise guy isn't playing up to snuff. However, I think Suggs, in this way of trying to make Ben sound underrated, you overrate him when you put him in the same category as the first three guys he mentioned who have fewer rings than him. He's not Breeze. He's not Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers' career, obviously, we've had totally different conversations about Aaron Rodgers at 41 years old. But the entire career of Dan Marino. Okay, like Dan Marino's from here. He played at Pitt. We should take championships into account because the quarterback's the most important position and drive success in winning. But come on now, would anybody call into this show who watched both guys play and try to fashion an argument that Ben was better than Marino? I don't think so.
hold on. More importantly here, to forget about that argument, that part of it, of those first three players, would Ben himself make the argument that he was better than them? Not Rodgers. We know that he held Rodgers and holds Rodgers.
I think he'd say he's better than Breeze.
Well, I was getting to that, Pony. Oh. Would he say he's better than Marino? Probably not. I think if Ben's a student of the game, he would understand how ridiculous Marino was for the era he was playing in. The only guy we know of those three Ben thinks he is definitively better than is Drew Brees. Probably because there's the dome factor and the good weather factor. He's only the most accurate quarterback ever to play football. Like, just the definition of a precision passer.
And until Tom Brady played forever, he was the leader in all-time passing yards. But
he also did this after having his throwing shoulder completely repaired, like, very early in his career.
Yeah, so I say this as a guy who puts Ben usually on a pedestal, but if your argument is he's just as good or better than those guys, then I do think you're actually overrating him when you put it that way. Donnie, you want to chime in here quickly?
I mean, I never really thought of Ben as an underrated player. Like, I actually always did think he got his just due. I mean, unless I'm off base with how people
nationally he didn't get talked about the way other guys did because, frankly, they didn't like him.
That's a good point.
They just, the personality wise,
he got
trashed
more than other top quarterbacks.
Because of the off field stuff, too, he absolutely got more of it. But, like, I thought that more than was made up for by the, I think that made people here close ranks around him to a spectacular
And I think Aaron Rodgers is dealing with that right now because of his personality. Obviously, his play falling off a cliff, so he's getting the Roethlisberger treatment, but he deserves it because of the way things have gone.
I also know why Suggs thinks Ben is like deserving of extra shine. Other than maybe Rodgers, with like his scrambling ability and truly otherworldly arm, even better than Ben's on the run, who would have been tougher for Suggs to deal with? Dan Marino, if I just get to the guy, he's going down. Drew Brees, good athlete, but not Ben. Suggs' job is to bring the quarterback down. Big pain in the ass when the quarterback is bigger than you, stronger than you, and good at shrugging people off. If I were Terrell Suggs, I'd feel like Ben was underrated because he was a pain in my ass.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the guys from that era, the pass rushers especially, and guys that played for the Ravens who really struggled to ultimately stop Ben when the games mattered most, I think they're all going to be in that same boat. Like, I think you ask any guy from that Ravens defense between, 05 and 2015, they're probably all saying Ben.
All right, so I'll open up the phone lines on that first one. Is Ben Roethlisberger all-time underrated? 412-928-9370. And then there's the question that Suggs had to answer on this podcast, which was, who is the most underrated quarterback? And I got to tell you something. I think for me, in that overall discussion, underrated quarterbacks in the history of the NFL, I think Bradshaw actually takes home that title. There's only one other quarterback in the NFL who won four Super Bowls, two Super Bowl MVPs, and one regular season MVP, and that's Brady. And I actually think, like, in the pantheon of quarterbacks, I think Ben gets discussed as an all-time great more than Bradshaw does, and I get it. Like, part of it is timing. Ben just retired a few years ago, and Bradshaw played his last game in the early 80s, but he just does not get the kind of compliments and praise that other all-time winners in sports get.
Like, at this, the position that is most associated with winning in any sport.
Like, we're living in an era where a lot of debates about athletes are predicated on not individual success, but what their team success was. And here's someone who, I just said it, other than Brady, you can't find another winner. I guess Otto Graham, but I don't really want to talk about a guy that played like in the 1940s right now.
You don't want to get into Norm Van Brocklin debates?
You know, so if someone wants to do that, fine. I appreciate the history of football. But in the Super Bowl era, I'll put it that way, Brady's the only one who's better. And if part of, like, I think eventually Brady played so long at such a high level that his ranking among the all-time greats, like being compared to Manning and Marino, he just did it for so long and won so much that even though aesthetically he didn't pass the eye test like a Mahomes or like a Marino, it just became universally accepted that he was the greatest quarterback of all time.
Okay.
There's none of that with Bradshaw. Like, zero. I'm sure you could Google top 10 quarterbacks of all time, and he's not even on anybody's list.
Part of his problem is like a marketing problem, I think, where he played for a team in a decade where they were defined by their defense and by their running game. And
early even, on, that's true.
And even though locally we know that as the decade progressed, it became more about Terry's ability, especially in huge games, especially in Super Bowls, to go bombs away in the pass game, those Steelers are just so overwhelmingly associated with defense and physicality in the steel curtain that I think he gets short shrift. Just like you could probably make this exact argument in reverse for certain guys on those Patriots teams who played defense when Brady like really took over. There are probably great players that don't get talked about. Maybe not Hall of Fame good, but
yeah,
guys.
Ty Law and Richard Seymour both got in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, but do they get talked about like Gold Jacket guys, really? Especially Seymour. Maybe around here Ty Law does, but like you don't hear people going Richard Seymour.
Well, I don't really
force.
Feel like those guys were. I mean, they were all time greats as Hall of Famers, but they're not like among the handful of best defensive players ever.
I guess to be like put a finer point at like guys like Vrabel, more like cult hero status guys for
Teddy Bruschi.
Yeah, those dudes get talked about more. Like Ted Johnson probably did for a while.
All right, so then who do you think is the most underrated quarterback?
I think Bradshaw's a noble choice here, but I also...
Jeff Blake?
No. Staying on brand here. You know who I actually think is? It's a guy who has, to his resume, 3 Super Bowls, 7 Pro Bowls, 3 All-Pro first teams. He's a Hall of Famer. He's been a Super Bowl MVP. He's been an MVP himself twice and finished runner-up another time. And yet, I don't think people even feel like he's the best quarterback ever to play for his franchise, except the numbers would suggest in his prime he was Steve Young. I think Steve Young gets like left behind Montana because Montana in the 80s
did
all
the winning.
I kind
of like that answer, Chris.
Steve Young was a monster.
The way that you set that up, I'm like, God, if he says Kurt Warner, I'm going to be very tempted to jump across this table and clothesline him. But I think Young...
And with your physical strength now, that would be a very imposing thing.
I would put you in the hospital.
Oh my God, you put me through this 5-inch glass behind me.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So Steve Young, for his 8-year prime, so I'm going 91 to 98 when he was at his absolute apex. His passer rating's 102. He threw almost 3 times as many touchdowns as he did interceptions. And he was a force running the ball when he chose to be. It's mainly the fact that in his own franchise's history...
Yep.
He does not get held up as even the best quarterback.
And I think if you gave Walsh truth serum, even though he didn't coach Young as the full time starter or Super Bowl winner,
he said
that
he was better.
I agree, better than Montana.
So there's my pick.
That's a really good call. See, I started the show by saying we need to appreciate Chris Mueller more. You're giving me more and more evidence.
I still don't understand why you said that either.
Donnie, how about you? Do you want to take a swing at this one?
I feel like it's hard to go against Young.
Well, you don't have to like say something negative about Young. You can...
I'm going
to
round the bases like Kirk Gibson right now.
Do you disagree with what I said about Bradshaw, though? Like
Yeah, he's an all-time big game player.
Don't you think
Brady's the only... But not just big game. He won a regular season MVP.
No, I know that, but he's... Like,
he, Montana,
in
and Brady
game,
are the ultimate ballers.
Yeah, there are not many better.
God, I guess Eli's a pretty great big game player, too, insanely enough. You know what's the weird thing about Bradshaw? Like, talk about underrated guys. If Pony put out one of his patented Twitter polls right now, better Steelers quarterback, Bradshaw or Roethlisberger?
Roethlisberger would destroy him.
He would dust him. Now, I know there's like the fractured history here between Bradshaw and the organization.
It's a generational thing, too.
But like, yeah, I think even though Pony, if you put it out and could somehow get like an equivalent spread of generations to vote, I think Ben would still win.
My father-in-law thinks that Roethlisberger is better than Bradshaw, and he watched every one of Bradshaw's games.
But, like, Joe Green doesn't ever have to worry about that. Who's the better Steelers defender, T.J. Watt or Joe Green? I know Watt hasn't won any titles, which helps Joe Green's
right,
argument,
Donnie.
But no one gives Joe Green the benefit or the lack of benefit of, he didn't play in the modern era.
Take a few more minutes to think about it. We'll come back with your answer.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.